Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halloween is less than a month away.
Yeah.
You see people putting up their decorations, sure. Getting candy at the grocery store. And candy is the problem in this email we got from a listener named Ted.
So what's the deal?
You see, Ted had a note dropped in his mailbox from one of his neighbors. Mm. A request from a mom. And we're going to jump in the middle of Ted's email here.
All right.
Are you ready? Mm. Quote, "The letter that I and the 20 other homes on my street got was from a mom telling us her son has a severe peanut allergy. She says he can't eat wrapped foods that even come in contact with other peanut-wrapped foods. I don't believe that, but okay. She asked everyone in the neighborhood if we would buy only peanutless candy this year so her son could go trick-or-treating. I don't know which mom this is, but we had a few families move in, so they could be new, because this is the first time we got this letter. What a bitch, right? You want everyone to change their plans for your kid. What about the other kids that want good candy, not crap candy? I have to think about your kid and only your kid when I'm at Wegmans getting candy. She even left an email address asking us if we'll do this for her to send an email telling her our house number so the kid can trick or treat there, which I won't be doing. So many parents think their kids are the only one in the world, and we need to make them feel special." He goes on from there, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted. Why is Ted being such a dick about all this?
Look.
Don't. No.
What?
Come on.
I mean, it's a little much.
Don't want your son to die to go trick-or-treating?
Right, but there's an option.
What's the option?
You don't trick-or-treat or go to some Halloween party or something where it's all allergy-free or something. So you're telling me, like, this candy can't even touch something that's had a peanut on it?
This is what he got in the letter. No, look, I don't
So let's say you buy those big bags of, you know, mixed chocolates.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she's talking about. Like, is there something in here that's been around a peanut or has got some peanuts in it that I don't know about?
I would assume that most chocolate comes in contact with peanuts just in the factory. I would assume that
you're right. Probably so that not means, a bad assumption.
What do I buy? I mean, it's a lot to put on people. Let's say I've already bought a crap load of candy for these kids.
Pause.
And now Mr. Non-Peanuts coming down the street.
It's October 6th. We got this email 3 days ago.
Bro, they had that candy out in August.
Do you actually buy it this far ahead of time without eating it first?
I don't know. But it's a lot to ask the entire neighborhood to go shopping for your kid. And then I've got to email you back.
It's literally two steps.
It's a lot of steps considering how busy parents are today.
By the way, we don't know if Ted is a parent.
Oh,
he didn't say anything about his kid.
Well, I'm assuming he's got a kid.
Why?
You think he's a me?
I don't know. He could be. He could be retired. The kids could be out and out. Okay. Phone number is 222-6000. Why is Ted such a dick?
I understand, you don't want to be told what to do or that, this breaks your normal routine or tradition. And I guess I can understand being upset with the mother for being so forward. Like, I can see how that would rub people the wrong way. But you should still, it's a kid involved. Like, I would think you would still do it for the kid.
I agree with you 100%.
And I think it's bad parenting on her part.
Why?
She's trying to keep her kid alive.
Hey, there's many options for her to do this, right?
Like what?
Safely. But you're putting your kid at risk because you're going to assume, let's say there's 20 neighbors that you sent this email to, you're hoping that every one of them followed the rules correctly.
She, again, listen.
It only takes one peanut.
I'm going.
with Mr. Peanut.
That would be my fear, is even if your neighbors agree to do this and think that they're doing the right thing, like what if they make a mistake or, you know.
Why would you put your kid at risk? Go have a party at your house or something.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Shut down the whole damn neighborhood.
You're not shutting down anything.
Mr. Peanut showed up.
You're not shutting down anything. You're just asking. This is a kid that has an allergy he can't control. No, you don't. Because if you were told at 8, 9, 10, 11 years old that you couldn't go trick-or-treating with your friends, it would have been devastating.
Why can't you just pick the candy out at home?
It says here, look, man.
You can't even touch?
I'm giving you, I will read you a quote from the email we got from Ted here. Mm. Again, she asked everyone in the neighborhood if we would only buy peanutless candy this year so her son could go trick-or-treating. She says he has a severe peanut allergy. Mm. She says he can't eat wrapped foods that even come in contact with other peanut-wrapped foods. That's what it says here.
Obviously, that's a severe allergy.
Okay.
And I don't think your child should be out running wild looking for peanutless treats.
Okay, so a second ago, you weren't going to let this mother tell you what to do, right? Yeah. Now you're concerned for the safety of the child.
Absolutely, I'm concerned.
Okay.
But she doesn't seem so concerned.
So you're telling me you would not do this for this kid?
I think you're setting your kid up for failure.
Well,
you mean death? Because that's what failure is here.
Okay, but what's it going to? What are they going to?
Are you going to do it or no?
I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to like
it. You're such a bitch, man. Okay, wait, you're setting your kid up for failure. How so?
Because how does this kid go to school? How does he go to just do things?
So school, when it comes to kids bringing in snacks and stuff like that, peanuts are forbidden now.
Oh, can't bring a nut nowhere.
No.
All right.
Even when you feel like a nut.
So your daughters can't have any peanuts?
No.
They almond bar?
No. Okay, well, I don't know. Kimmy, can you Google if almond are peanuts? Yeah, no, nothing. No peanuts.
So how do they go to the grocery store?
What are you talking about?
How do you even walk into a grocery store? Maybe they have a whole aisle of nuts.
Either you avoid the nuts or your kid stays home, I guess. Right. I don't know.
The kid stays home.
I don't have a kid.
The kid stays home.
So wait, you're going to equate trick-or-treating with going to the grocery store?
Okay. Stay home.
Phone number is 222-6000. Email from a guy named Ted. He writes us about how a woman in his neighborhood wrote a letter, left it in all the mailboxes. He says 20 homes. Your kid has a severe peanut allergy, can't even touch foods that touched peanuts in wrappers. Asked that these neighbors buy only peanutless candy, leaves an email. Ted's pissed.
No Reese cup.
He calls her a bitch.
How about that? You imagine a Halloween with no Reese cup?
The other kids can go a neighborhood over if you want a Reese cup. Yeah, they're going to do that anyway.
Or as a neighbor, you could just have two separate bowls.
Well, no, you can't because I don't know.
You can't even have two separate bowls.
I don't
know. One for
know.
Bubble Boy and the rest for the regular kids.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Aaron. He's on CMF. Hey, Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Well, it's official. Aaron's a dick, too, because I think Ted's got this one right.
Why, Aaron?
Because I don't think that, first of all, peanut allergies never even existed when I was a kid. There was never peanut allergies.
No, we just never heard from him again. he just went away. He went to, peanut camp.
Okay, but now,
peanut
they do.
Indoctrination.
But they do now exist, Aaron, but go on.
I know, but I don't. So here's the question. Mm. Is it better to chew every other single kid than it is to have one miss out?
How are the other kids getting screwed?
They're crap candy.
Oh, but you can get Jolly Ranchers. You can get Laffy Taffy. You can get Smarties.
Yeah, you love all that crappy candy as a kid. All that, blow pops, things like that.
Yeah, I'm on Ted's side, guys.
Okay, all right.
This kid better just stay home.
Aaron.
Don't just do Halloween.
Aaron,
Halloween for the peanut allergy.
Aaron, do you have kids, buddy?
Yes, I got four of them.
Oh, you got four kids. Are you telling me if one of your kids had this, the other three kids could go, you would look at that kid and say, sorry, you got to stay home on Halloween. You could put your costume on and watch football.
I just told you, Aaron's a dick.
Okay, you are lying. You are lying. Your wife would not allow that to happen. It's so funny. Everybody's so tough until it's like, well, my kid, though. My kid, actually.
My kid's missing Halloween. If I had one kid that was allergic to Santa, he's missing Christmas.
You lie so hard. Aaron, thanks for the call, buddy. I have a good rest of the day.
How you know Aaron's a dick? Because he calls himself Aaron.
Third person Aaron. Yeah. Anybody that refers to himself in the third person, massive dick.
Yeah, I know a guy like that.
But you were saying?
But there's certain religions that don't participate, right? Like Jehovah's Witness and the one time of the year they don't knock on a door. and I believe Mormons also do not believe in any type of your pagan candy holidays.
So what's the problem? We
so like, hey, listen, man, you know, it's not so bad. There's religious that dedicate themselves to their beliefs, and you know, peanuts are satanic, and you got to stay away from them. Just tell me you're Mormon.
Okay,
we're gonna be Mormon tonight, and then you can play Mormon around the house.
Play Mormon.
You could dress up like Joseph Smith, walk around the house.
What? Even if you have no sympathy for the kid or the parents.
I have sympathy.
No, you don't, obviously. You should do this to keep neighborhood peace.
All right. Well, that's a good one.
Ted lives near this person. And there are going to be people in this neighborhood who sympathize with his mother that go out of their way to help. And if it gets out that you refuse to help, not only could this mother have an issue with you, you might get other people in the neighborhood when that gossip machine starts going that goes, look at this guy, what a dick. Do you want to be that guy?
Of course not. And no. By the way, it's not going to – nobody – here's the bottom line. However I feel, everybody's going to comply with the peanut issue.
Okay.
Because of moms.
Yeah.
Like if, even if I would stand my ground and go, honey, what are you
doing? Stand your ground.
My wife would go out and get the special candy for the kid, and that'd be it.
Okay. Because she's a kind, gentle human being. That's how you should be as a person.
But our household would appear that way, even though I'm not on board.
Okay. But
you know what I'm saying?
You single in Webster.
What about it? Well, I used to smoke cigars outside and drank in front of the kids.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, kids still came down, got all the candy.
Yeah?
I mean, nobody had a problem with me smoking and drinking.
No, nobody just said it to your face.
And I also played fart noises.
Okay. Wait, you were doing the show from your front step? Phone number is 226,000. I see you guys on hold. We'll get to you in a sec. We got Facebook messages coming in. This comes in from Rick. Rick writes, Ted is right, of course. Why should other kids get crappy candy because of the one kid in the neighborhood? I feel bad, but also not my problem, and Ted is right. It's unearned entitlement. Okay. One, your kid doesn't care what candy they get. It's candy.
Yeah, but this is going to be crap candy. Because I'm guessing it's you said it can't no chocolate.
I would assume all chocolate has some kind of
or been around it, right?
Yeah,
around
but so what am I getting? Other candy that your kid loves that I mean you might find gross, but like they
like
you know
what?
it's like
candy corn.
No, I was thinking like you know anything that's like the fruitier side of candy, like Starburst
gummies.
They don't have one.
I don't think so.
What was that Fun Gummy Dip Bear stuff?
Ooh,
I remember like
dip.
You hit the jackpot if somebody was giving out Fun Dip.
What's Fun Dip?
It's that thing you lick the
it's
white
really
thing
gross.
And you stick it in the sugar and then you lick it off it again.
I thought that was you on Saturday night.
Going back to Rick's Facebook message here. He says that this is unearned entitlement. The whole idea of Halloween is unearned entitlement,
well,
you jackass.
True. You're unearned just to be a beggar.
Yeah, like what did you do to earn that? You're just knocking on the door.
It's the ultimate welfare night.
And then like the funniest part here, Rick, what? He says he doesn't feel bad, but he's also not willing to help, which means you don't feel bad. If your line is, I don't feel bad, but I'm not going to do it, you don't feel bad.
But you know, the problem is though, bro, it's just another layer of crap I got to do. You know, where does it end?
It literally
never ends.
You're going to go to Wegmans to get the candy?
Yeah.
You take your hand, see me? You move it from this part of where the candy is, where there's peanuts, to this other
part
where there's not.
Okay, you know
what
would help? You know what would help? Seriously. If Wegmans and Tops, if they all had that nut-free candy, at least I would know.
They might have that.
I've never seen it, but maybe do they?
I bet
you
all
like
candy.
Well, no, because aren't you trying to find anywhere that has nuts all the time? There's nowhere nut-free you would want to be? Is all the nuts
in
around your
it.
Face? Okay, sorry.
I bet you at this point, like all that candy is labeled. Like you,
is it?
Yeah, because they know they could do some damage to somebody if they don't put the right labeling on it, or you know, don't warn people.
Man, I'm walking around all night. I don't get one effing Snicker bar, which is the ultimate candy.
You
bar.
Go the next street over, which the kids are gonna do anyway. The kid gets 20 houses, 20 houses to go trick or treat.
Minimum.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Allison. I'm in a Nova Scotia cake this week. I'm sorry. Allison, you're on CMF. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, Allison. What's up?
Just wanted to call and say that I understand that this lady's probably inconveniencing her neighbors, but would it be a better idea for her to purchase the candy that she wants her son to get and give it to her neighbors in special bags, and then when her kids shows up, they can just bring out that specified candy? Give it to the kid.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a good
idea. That's a great idea. But you know what? she don't want to be put out. Like, she wants the whole neighborhood to be out. But she'd have to make 20 trips.
She
don't want to do that.
She
wants to put the burden on you.
Okay, no. Because, Allison, I do love that idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
No, but here's the problem.
And it's simple.
It's not simple because she has to knock on everyone's door. And let's say she knocks on Ted's door, who obviously has a problem.
She drove around and put everything in everybody's mailbox.
Okay, let's say she has to go face-to-face with Ted and she has to explain everything and she hands in the bag. What if Ted goes, no, well, I grew up there, you have.
What if Ted takes it and just starts eating it further?
Allison, that is a brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right, so we solved something.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Well, yeah,
you need a specialized nut-free candy section.
Yeah.
And she should be forward-thinking and handing candy out pre.
Okay, here's the problem.
Yeah. There ain't no problem.
She didn't write us this email, and we don't know this woman's name. I could email Ted, but I don't think Ted's going to be like, oh, that's a good idea.
Well, Ted's probably listening. He might go down to her and explain it to
her. I could email it back to her, but he called her a bitch in this email that he sent to us, so I don't think
Ted's... We've all dropped the B word and didn't mean it before. We've all said the B word. Don't act like y'all ain't saying it.
I've never said it about a
just did an all bitch voice theater.
We did do that.
It wasn't called bitch voice theater for mothers trying to keep their children alive. That's a terrible segment. Let's take one more call before we move on. 226,000 again. An email from a gentleman who is upset that a mother in his neighborhood asked for everybody on the street to buy peanut-free candy because her son has a severe peanut allergy. He says he ain't going to do it. Oh. I'll have to do it. And he calls her a bitch. Steve's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Stevie. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy. How you doing?
Good, man.
I almost clicked off because Allison pretty much pegged what I was going to say. And I think a lot like Tommy. Everybody is busy like crazy. If this woman has the kid that has the issue, she's going to know better what candies he'd like and stuff like that. And she spent all the time doing these emails and whatnot and sending them out. Spend your time better doing exactly what Allison suggested she do. Go drop it off. If it is a new person in the neighborhood, like Ted alluded it might be, then she gets to meet, you know, introduce herself to 20 people.
The terrible
Ted. Find out Ted's the...
Brother Wee show, bro.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can't talk like that.
Win-win.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes cursing Steve.
Yeah, the fact that she went all around the neighborhood dropping flyers off tells you she's got the time.
Okay, maybe it just didn't cross her mind.
Well, you know, this is your kid.
You didn't have this idea until somebody called up with it.
But it's a great idea.
I agree it's a great idea. It doesn't matter. You still should have done what this one mother asked. It's just a kind thing to do for a child. It's for a child.
I was
going to
say, because all these guys can say that they wouldn't do it, this mom's a bitch, but the second that cute little kid shows up at your door in the most adorable costume you've ever seen, what do you say? Sorry, kid. No candy for you. Bye.
It's funny how you paint this kid as adorable.
Mm. Well, you don't know.
There are dick kids.
Okay, wait. Oh, you got an ugly dick kid knocking on the door.
Okay, I was a dick kid. So let's say little Tommy can't be around nuts. And Edie sends out that email. And then here I come, dick, smug ass, rich, got a boat, Tommy.
Yeah, but you
can't have a peanut. And I'm like, I don't even appreciate it. So you could have me. And yeah, you could have adorable Hallmark kid, or you could have Southern Dick Tommy kid.
Yeah, but you might have been one of those little kids that were so ugly that you were cute.
Like one of those dogs that you see on the street. Like,
jokes on you. I wasn't. I was just straight up ass ugly.
The Buffalo Bills are the most expensive ticket in the NFL this week.
So yeah, you're talking going up against like the Giants, the Jets, which are always notoriously, like, you can't get into a Giants. Yeah, like, you can't buy a seat in Giants Stadium for what?
No, so San Francisco, actually, Giants and Jets tickets are kind of reasonable.
Oh, I was like, is that possible to even get in?
San Francisco, Dallas, Tampa Bay.
And higher than all them.
Yes.
Like Kansas City.
Yes. Right now, the get-in-the-door price for the Bills game this weekend against the Steelers, in the door, is $282.
And where would I be sitting for that ticket?
Corner,
not close.
Top. So, Kimmy, you were looking at tickets for the game this
week. Yeah, we have a couple friends that wanted to go. They don't have season tickets, so they were keeping an eye on things throughout the week, and they were hoping that, like, you know, the closer to the day, maybe they'd drop a little bit, like, just to get into the stadium.
Sure.
They're not looking for anything fancy, and they just keep going.
So
up.
Basically $600 for a couple to go to a game. Ticket.
Oh, okay, and that's okay. That's pre-fees.
That's just my ass in a chair.
Let's just put it this way.
Right.
If you take a family of four,
you can't.
To the cheapest ticket, if you can find four of those tickets, Sunday is going to cost you $1,128 before fees.
Kiss my ass, I ain't going.
And that's before you paid for gas, parking, and have taken a single bite of food. That ticket.
It's impossible.
That ticket is so expensive, Tom.
How pricey is it, Pat?
It's actually higher than what the cheapest ticket to get in the door for the primetime Monday Night Football home opener was. Those tickets were less expensive on the secondary market.
So why does it keep going up every week? You would think it would kind of plateau.
So
I mean, you know they're supposed to be good.
Well, but
this isn't like a surprise season.
Well, last season in the middle of the year, the Bills kind of hit a wall. They were almost 500, or they were 500 at one point.
Yeah.
So that's when the tickets started to fall. This week, there also might be an additional reason for this. You're playing Pittsburgh, and there are a lot of Pittsburgh fans that go to every NFL stadium.
Okay.
However, the price of every Bills game on the secondary market has gone up the last 2 weeks, and it's putting people in a very problematic spot.
Such as?
Well, it's amazing to see a team when they're good.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to be there.
They ain't that good. They ain't $1,000 to family. There ain't a reason to spend $1,000 in Buffalo unless I got an organ for me.
Over $1,000.
Over.
I mean, if we're talking food, gas, these four tickets.
It's a crap-ass stadium. It's not even a nice stadium.
I love that stadium. You can keep saying all the bad things.
Like, but it's like a raggedy-ass old stadium.
But you're there to watch a game. I mean, how much more do you want out of it?
Yeah. I don't want spina bifida sitting one of them.
You won't be sitting.
Man, what kind of junk-ass seat is all the way up top?
It's a bench seat. You're such
a bitch.
There's
probably like a dead bird on it. Some homeless guy living underneath there. He's paying $600.
The phone number is 222-6000. Look, despite all of this, the game is sold out this weekend.
That's amazing.
And folks are flying, ready to go to this game. How are you justifying spending this money on tickets?
You can't. Because
people are doing it.
If you had the bank, you'd already be a season ticket holder. So this means this is a whim. You're not a season ticket holder type of person.
Yes.
So that means it would be somebody like a me who decides all of a sudden I want to go spend $1,000 when I wouldn't spend the $300 a season to go watch before.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, there are people that would love to have season tickets. You just can't commit to every weekend. There are diehard Bills fans that just can't swing season tickets.
For work reasons.
But all of a sudden,
whatever.
I got a grand. Even a, just take my wife and I, empty nesters, drive, like you said, $600 for the seats. You're looking at an $800 day.
Yes, you are.
$800
to see a team that the Bills are favored to beat by 14 points. Like,
yeah,
it's not even supposed
blowout,
to be
a blowout bum game.
Knocking on wood, everybody. Relax. Everybody relax. I mean, you want to be there for at least one. And we know what this season has the potential to be. So if the Bills do what everyone hopes they're going to do, you get to say, I was there and I watched. And every moment, there's going to be a moment in every game that like goes down in history if the Bills make this run. Right?
All right, so their next primetime game is going to be Sunday night, end of the month, Green Bay at home.
October 30th, yeah.
What's that scene?
Kimmy, would you pull up what's
so the now you got Aaron Rodgers coming to town.
Yeah, yeah. In primetime.
You would think if I spent $1,000, I'd get a meet and greet with Aaron Rodgers. But no.
Okay.
That seat's got to be $2,000.
Well, no. It's possible those tickets are less expensive, although Green Bay fans do travel too, and there's a ton
but
of them.
But it's also a primetime Sunday night game. Yes. Everybody wants to be cool.
You're right.
I was there, man.
Well, if you say it like that, you're not cool. You sound like a guy who's trying to go undercover as a hippie that is not good at it.
Okay.
All right, as you're doing that, I just got a text from one of my hockey family friends. Mm-hmm. They said that hotels in Buffalo this weekend are $500 to $600 a room. They have a tournament and we're going to stay, but they decided to go back and forth.
Wait, they're whacking. Man, they are just gouging.
Well, it's
what pieces of crap?
Well, that's not the Pegulas. And here's the thing. It's not even the Pegulas selling the tickets on the secondary market, right? These are people that
just
have
gouging dicks.
Yes, gouging.
But that's what they are, man. If you're jacking up, what room in Buffalo is worth $600 a night?
That's called capitalism, bro. It's worth what you'll pay for it.
I told you the last game. What was the last game they played in Buffalo?
Tennessee.
Thank you. The last game, my a friend of mine and her cousin went to the game. And they were like, maybe we'll try to find a hotel room so we don't have to make that drive at the end of the night. All they could find were people renting out their, like a room in their house to people who wanted to stay.
So
overnight.
They would be there while you're sleeping.
So they, this, yeah, it, would be, it was like a family home and they could like rent out a room in this home. But that's all that was available around the stadium at that time.
All right. The phone number is 222-6000. I see you guys trying to get in. We are talking about how this week the Bills have the most expensive ticket in the NFL. The cheapest ticket in the door right now for Sunday is $282. A family of four before fees that would cost $1,128.
And that's up in the jerk section, right?
Yeah.
Where the drunks and the people that get crazy.
Not necessarily. Like, you have these
rough-ass section.
I would think if you're spending that much money on a ticket, you're not going to get a lot of those people.
No, but the people that really have those tickets for that, and let's say they decide to go to the game,
yeah.
Those are some rough-ass people.
I mean, no.
You're talking about, like, a lot of convicts.
Kimmy,
junkies.
What is the cheapest ticket for Green Bay?
Okay, so on Ticketmaster, the cheapest ticket for the Green Bay game right now for two tickets, this is the price per ticket.
Okay.
$370.
Okay, so it's actually lower than it is right now. So if you want to go to that
game,
jump on it.
Okay.
Buy the dip, as Tommy would say.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is big dip.
Here's the other weird part.
Mm.
Like, I mean, you're spending all this money for a 9-hour experience.
Well,
I mean, look, you're
but most of those 9 hours you don't want.
Well, 9 a.m. tailgating and then leaving the lot at like 5 or 6, right? Can you find something else for a family of four that would cost over $1,000 that's only a 9-hour experience?
No, I can't.
Because you can legit take a vacation with a family of four for a couple of days with $1,400.
Yes, you could.
Right?
And by the way, if you're tailgating, that's more expense.
Yeah.
Like, you're not just going to the game. Now, if I got to buy all that, and then let's say I'm like you're an experienced tailgater. I got to go buy all that stuff.
You can just go buy a couple of subs.
Yeah, you don't have to grill out.
Or find a friend. Everybody knows someone that's going to be at that game. Somebody else has got a grill.
Usually,
bring your own hamburgers.
Like, if you're going with a group, y'all split it.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's say I don't.
Said you all.
Miss West Virginia.
I said you all.
Y'all.
Y'all
going to the Bills game this weekend?
Buying some Johnsonville brats.
West Virginia, Mount Kimmy. Y'all going.
But yeah, I guess the more people you go with, the better, the lower the cost is for
but
you.
But you're not
the more,
at that
price. The
more
people you can pack into that car to split the parking fee.
She's right about that.
You'll see people get out with like, you know, what looks like
car.
A car that could fit 5 people, 8 people get out
God,
of it.
This sounds like so much not fun.
All right. Phone number is 226,000. People have been waiting patiently. The Bills have the most expensive ticket in the NFL this weekend. Get in the door price for the worst seat in the place is $282. Tom is on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, bud, how we doing?
Good, Tom, what's up?
So, I have tickets this weekend. Me and my buddy bought them. Somebody had to have been trying to get rid of them because we got two tickets in the end zone at section 101, row 4.
Okay. Ooh.
For $300.
Man, you lucked the hell out of that.
I would sell him.
We're thinking about it, but at the end of the day, he's a massive Steelers fan, and he wants to see Kenny Pickett's first start.
Yeah, that'll be fun for him for about 6 minutes.
His first and last start?
Yeah.
You can watch his career start and end in the same
spot. We're going to murder him.
Don't sell the tickets, man. You're going to be happier going to the game than with the money in your pocket. At the end of the year.
Take the money, brother. Screw him.
No, we're probably going to go. I also have tickets to the Green Bay game, too.
Damn. So did you get them, like, months ago?
I bought them when they were still, like, right when the season started.
Okay, well, that's good. That was a smart move. You bought on the dip, as you like to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I might resell those ones, though, because I bought them for, I think, $360, and three rows back, they're going for about $850.
Oh, done.
Right
now. Tom.
Done.
Yeah.
Tom, you want to be there for Aaron Rodgers in prime time. But thank you for the call. I really appreciate it, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go, buddy. You want to know how insane this is?
Mm.
I have my season tickets that I've had for years.
Yeah.
I have two tickets. Mm. They are three rows from the field on the 25-yard line. And what I pay about $1,200 for the whole
season.
And that's including the preseason.
And there's going to be some ass up all the way up by the clock that paid that for one game. And it may be the only game he ever goes to.
Well, here's the thing, though, man. Like, Bills season ticket holders that have been hanging on, and I know you're out there throughout the drought and all that stuff, you finally got to a spot.
It's finally paying off.
Well, no, seriously, Kimmy.
Literally.
Kimmy, you know, because I'm never going to sell them, but I get to be there for unbelievable prices. Kimmy, there were games for years in December, last one of the year, where I was going by myself because nobody wanted to go with me. And I looked like an idiot. Well, who's the idiot now?
Okay.
Or it wasn't even worth trying to sell them some years
ago. You were getting $10 a seat for an $80 face value ticket.
Okay, here's what I don't want to hear anymore, okay,
what?
From any of y'all. I don't want to hear blue-collar NFL team, $1,000 you're going to blow on this team.
No,
please.
I
don't want to hear about bad economy.
That one's fine. That statement is fine.
That ain't blue-collar at $1,000 in party plaza.
No, I think it is. I think these are people that this is the money they're going to spend all season long.
That's what they want you to think, bro.
I know these people going. I'm with these people in the parking lot. They're not getting out of
it. It doesn't seem like, the fan base has changed.
Arvian.
We got busted-ass, old-ass RVs, man. My dad had two RVs that didn't move at one point.
He had two RVs.
They didn't move.
Well, those are called mobile homes.
They were throwing fan belts and, like, hitting troopers on the face as we were driving up to the game every weekend. 222-6000. Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good. How's it going?
Goodbye.
I actually bought the tickets for the Packers and Bills game around the same time your last caller did. I got them a few weeks back for right around the same price for two of them. My wife ended up finding a hotel in Buffalo, and that cost almost as much, around $350 for, two tickets at $700 each. But we have a lot of friends in Buffalo. I'm a diehard Packers fan. Turns out the reason I became a diehard Packers fan is a big scumbag who's ripping people off for welfare, but that's not, that has nothing to do with the game coming up.
All
right. So, to me, it's worth it. I grew up going to Jim Kelly football camps. I'm around your age, Duffy.
I hate you, by the way, but go on.
Loved the Bills back in the day. And, there's no way I was going to miss arguably two of the greatest quarterbacks you could ever watch play football live in front of my face when it's only an hour and a half away.
So hold on. So what is this whole night?
I justified spending the money because I got
what's
to see
the money?
These guys.
So he said he paid about $300 for the pair of tickets, about $350 for the hotel. So right now you're in at about
$700.
Okay.
No. It was $350 a ticket each.
Oh, one ticket. So now you're
We're at a grand already.
Okay, you're at a grand, and then you got to do food. You're going to be bringing beer, drinking inside the game. So you're looking at a $1,300 night there, Chris?
Close to it. I got a few family members that are season ticket holders, so I get to tailgate semi, free and drink some booze for free, so I don't got to bring so much, but...
This is mooch, Chris.
Somewhat. Hey, I don't ever get to go. They invited me, and I was like, you know what? I'll spend the money. Let's do this. And then I got some old work buddies that'll be there. They get their whole camper set up, and, it's going to be a good time. I there's no way I couldn't justify spending money to watch. I'm a diehard Packers fan. I got to watch Aaron Rodgers before he calls it quits. And I don't know if I'll ever make it.
That
to
was 2 years ago, bro. That guy's a nut.
Chris.
Well, he did his ayahuasca and won 2 MVPs. Come on.
He is taking psychedelic drugs now. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Kimmy, somebody just tweeted at us that the get-in-the-door price for Green Bay right now is actually $418.
I'm seeing two tickets right now for $370 apiece.
Okay, still. Pounce. Pounce.
Pounds at $370 a ticket.
Well, bro, it's going to go up. If the Bills keep winning, they're going to, knock on wood.
I know.
A pretty good chance this weekend. I mean, that Kansas City game's a toss-up, and then you got a bye week, and you're playing Green Bay.
I guess maybe with fees it would be that.
I'm looking at it. I mean, he screenshotted it. Oh, it doesn't matter. None of this matters.
It's still too much.
All right, so can I ask a question?
What?
All right. So, you know, I told you that I pay face value for my tickets because I have season tickets.
Yeah.
And if I'm taking a friend, do I charge them the face value? Or do I get to charge them what the ticket's going for on the secondary market?
Do you want my...
I'm asking you.
My lie answer?
I'm asking you sincerely. What would you do?
I would go get the money, man.
Wait, so I'm going to have to look at a friend and tell him, give me $800 to come with me to a Bills game?
It's what it's worth.
But
I'm guessing your friend's not going to go with you.
Yeah.
You're going to charge that.
Is it worth
If you were popular, you could probably pull that off.
No, I would stop being popular if I told my friends, give me $800.
You never were popular.
Is it worth going alone to make $800 and sitting next to a random stranger?
Yes.
Yeah, but $800? Do you want to know what somebody goes to a Bills game alone is like?
But you don't know that. Somebody will be sitting there.
Look, Kimmy,
Who cares?
No, I'm saying that person that bought the ticket is going alone.
Yeah, but if it's the only way I can get in, I've done that before. I've gone to multiple sporting events alone, and I'm
super
cool.
Especially now, it wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah. I would do it.
But you got to sit next to a stranger.
So what? What are your stupid ass
buddies? I can't believe you're fine with that.
Hey, man, hey, check it out. I like your hair. Can I touch it?
Like, what if you get stuck next to a Tommy?
I'm quiet. I don't do anything.
Everybody sit down.
Well, I would like people to sit down so I can see, goddammit.
We'll take one more real quick. Photo is 226,000. Mark, I got like 30 seconds, brother. What do you got for us?
Let's go, Duffalo's. Hey, 574 in Tampa last year in December.
Was that per ticket or for two?
Per ticket, four throw up in the field in the Buffalo end zone.
Ooh, I'm in Tampa.
Well, it was a great game to see, though. I mean,
A great game. Second half was awesome.
But you paid that money to be four rows from the field. I mean, these seats we're talking about in Buffalo, these are corner,
no pirate
last
ship,
row.
Nothing.
No. The seats around anywhere in that area started at 574. They were up in 1,000 when I bought mine.
Man, it's nuts. It's nuts. Well,
it's crazy, but it was worth it.
You going on Sunday?
No.
Why flew to Tampa? That's not an out-of-the-way question.
No, did you see the prices?
That's what we've been talking about for 15 minutes.
Listen, my granddaughter's a Steelers fan. She'd love to go, but I'm not doing that.
I don't love you that much, honey.
No.
Mark,
hey, you guys have a great day. See ya.
Thanks, brother. Have a good rest of the day.
Man, people are the money. I don't get it. You're not going to get the experience you think you're going to get.
No, that's not true. I
guess, though, if you're looking to just see this team at least once in person this year, you justify spending the money.
And by the way, if you spend that $800, whatever, they better win it effing all, man. All.
Well, that's
because, let's say you don't, and you're going to feel so stupid if they get blown out of the first round.
Oh, my God. Why?
Lighthouse boy shows up.
Oh, here we go. Now, Tommy, you're great. Look, he's been missing on his picks the last 2 weeks, and now he's acting out.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, what this guy did is stupid, and he should have been arrested for it.
Okay.
However, this also shouldn't be against the law.
Oh.
Because if we allowed this to happen, we'd all get to stop looking at these stupid things that serve absolutely no purpose. You hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, 30-year-old Joseph Burcham Jr. of Waterloo was pulled over on a routine traffic stop on 5 and 20. Because every story east of Canandaigua happens on 5 and 20. During the stop, police discovered he was wanted for a different crime.
Oh.
Authorities say he intentionally caused damage to a political sign that was hanging at a business. And because of this, he was facing charges of criminal tampering and criminal mischief.
All right.
So he's arrested, taken in for an arraignment. He'll have a court date later this month. And if the allegations are true, he's obviously an idiot. And yes. It's sad that a 30-year-old man would be damaging political signs.
He attacked a political sign.
Yes. And that's not going to do anything to begin with. Like, you attacking a political sign is not going to change my vote.
Probably not.
However, it's also stupid you can be arrested for damaging a political sign.
It is strange. Moving it, taking it, doing anything to that political sign.
It's just a
very
sign.
Very strange.
It's a sign.
Yeah, true.
Okay, you're making a face like I'm wrong here.
But it sounds like it was inside a business.
It said it was hanging at a business.
Yeah, so you did like go crazy inside of a business? I don't know.
Okay, but there are laws that will get you in a whole bunch of trouble if you tamper with, damage, steal political signs on like people's front lawns.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I think it's time that we stand up and we change that law.
To what?
You can do whatever the hell you want to any political sign you see anywhere.
Yeah, but
draw a mustache on it.
Write curse words, right? Like, take other pictures and glue them on the sign. Just steal it if you want to.
Yeah.
Because those signs that are everywhere right now.
Yeah, but how do I know who to vote for?
I don't know.
If you draw a penis and testicles on that guy's face, I don't know who that guy is.
Is that the cheapest thing you can mess with that gets you into that much trouble?
That's a great question.
Because what are those signs, like a dollar?
I don't know. That's a good point. You're right.
Like, value-wise... You're not really messing anything up. You're not damaging anything that's expensive.
I bet you they're one of those things that are like way more expensive than we think, right? Like each one of those signs costs like $40.
Well, the funny thing is, too, like after the election, they hang out for like another 2 months. They don't even come and collect them.
Yeah.
But to your point.
If you lose, are you really motivated to go pick up those signs?
Probably not.
Screw it. But like the sign's not changing anybody's mind.
Changes the trajectory of American politics.
No, it doesn't, actually. Have you ever looked at a political sign,
mm-hmm.
just a sign, and said, I'm going to vote for that guy now?
Oh, absolutely. I only do what the yard says.
Okay. The sign doesn't matter. If we were to allow damaging political signs, the signs would go away.
All right.
And they would stop being annoying, and people would stop putting them all over their lawn and all over their house. I don't care what you think politically. Your idea ain't going to change my idea unless you come to me with actual information about who's running for these offices.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just wide open. Open it up.
Why don't they just ban them?
They stop should. Making them. Well, because then you're taking away people's right to...
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, freedom of speech, right? Okay. Like, I'm. You can put it out there as long as you protect it enough where I can't draw a penis on that guy's forehead. And how funny would it be to see genitals all over the faces of political candidates?
On the genital ticket?
Am I wrong here?
Well, I think So you just think you should be able to do whatever you want?
Yeah, so that way they'll go away. They're done. I'm done with it, and we get to see genitals on a guy's face. No? I mean, what purpose do the lawn signs serve now? Give me it.
Well, you don't really need them now with social media, for sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, that was what you needed before social media, to your point.
Right?
I would just think it causes disagreements amongst neighbors,
it
right?
It absolutely does.
I don't know. I don't really understand the point of it.
No, because right now we have, like, conflicting neighbor politics right now in my neighborhood. They both have their signs out.
Sure.
And the only reason they have their signs out is to stick it to each other.
Yep.
They don't even care about me. It's about, you know, you suck.
There is currently a sign Cold War happening around the corner from where I live.
Oh, yeah.
In a street that I drive by every day. And every day, these two people that live like across the street, kitty corner, there's a new sign in one of their yards, and then the next day there'll be another sign. So there's like 10 signs.
Oh, like they're adding signs.
It started with one, and they're just adding candidates on their side of the aisle. And like, there's no way you can even vote for 10 people in Henrietta.
I don't think you can.
Right? So like, there just have to be people from outside of where they would be. One of them is a presidential sign.
Oh, all right.
Right? Okay, you can't. What are you doing?
Yeah. Signed up, yeah.
Right? But it's just like, I know what you guys are trying to do, and it's annoying, and you look stupid. So if this kid, the 30-year-old guy who is accused of stealing these signs or damaging a sign, were to be able to go out there and just wipe them all out, problem solved. It also makes you hate your neighbors, doesn't it?
Right.
A little bit. All of them do. I mean, even the ones I agree with, I don't want to see them. Because they look like crap, and you never take them down.
Yeah,
and
crap it up your yard with those signs.
Well, so let's say you have a cause, not a candidate, but a cause you want to get behind, and you hung up that banner. And you haven't taken that banner down.
Okay.
And you also haven't fixed that banner in a while. It's not like a droopy, I don't even know what matters on that sign. Because it's just like a battle flag, not a fallen soldier. What is that?
I don't know.
If you're going to hang it up, maintain the goddamn banner.
Okay, I think we're upset.
Get some bungee cord.
I think we're upset about two different reasons.
No, but
for
it just craps up the neighborhood.
Okay.
Thomas doesn't like the look of signs, period.
Yes.
Whereas we're saying, like, the message on the sign is what the issue is.
Yes.
There's a couple of people who have signs in people's yards who I've known, like, personally, right? And I always think to myself driving by, like, if you met that person, you would not have that sign in your yard.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, that's a lot of faith you're putting in. You're putting their name and face in your yard.
I support you.
You've probably never had a personal interaction with that person. Mm. You're saying a lot about them. You don't really know.
Yeah, what do you do, let's say, if your candidate goes horribly wrong,
oh,
and pre-election,
okay,
you put that sign up there, and he did some nasty business.
Okay,
what do you do?
I mean, you already drew your line in the sand with the sign.
Because if you take it out, you look like a puss.
Yeah, huge puss.
If you leave it there, you look like a huge jerk.
Okay,
right. I support cheating on wives.
Yeah, I mean,
I love DWI that I did not admit to in my own yard. Right?
Yes. Personally, I'd take it down if I were a sign person.
But that also makes you look like a little bush.
You're right. I think most people keep that sign up.
Stand up there.
Yeah.
All right.
Phone number is 226,000. We'll take one call talking about this 30-year-old guy pulled over on 5 and 20, was actually arrested. He had a warrant out for his arrest after police say he damaged a political sign that was hanging in a business. Why is this illegal? Sure, the guy's an idiot, but if we could all damage political signs, they'd go away.
Okay.
Jim says he has a solution. He's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. So the simple solution is we need to print out about 1,000 Duffy Mulay 2024 signs, sell them out of a pickup truck in Henrietta, and then we'll confuse the hell out of everyone.
I love how you say sell them like people would want to buy them.
Jim. I wouldn't buy one of them.
And here's the thing, man. Mm. If the signs actually work, we're going to have people voting for us not knowing that we're complete morons.
Isn't that the outcome we want?
No, you don't want that. You do not want that. Jim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
It would be funny to make up names and put them out there. Like, and people wouldn't even know.
He's right. No one would know.
I know.
No
right.
one would know.
Like, you could probably start a conversation with a neighbor and say, yeah, well, you know, I'm all in on so-and-so, and they would probably agree with you just to not look like an idiot.
Just based on the color of the sign in your yard, yeah.
On the pro-pollution ticket.
By the way, I also love how Kimmy, not politically savvy enough to make our political ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Duffy Mulay run.
Well, because of her background.
Y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.